In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, and happy Tuesday. Welcome aboard to some more of the Morning Buzz. This hour is absolutely guaranteed to educate and entertain, so just buckle up and have a great time in the process. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And with it being Tuesday, you know what that means. We are so excited because we've got Grace from MWR in the building. Good morning, Grace. How are you?
Good morning, EJ. I'm so happy. Yes. If you guys could just see our smiles. we love Tuesdays. Love Tuesdays. I shouldn't speak for EJ.
Okay. You can speak for me. I love Tuesdays too.
Love Tuesdays. So I'm super happy to be here with you this morning.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so very excited because we always have such a great time on and off the air, and it is bound to be an amazing, amazing hour. So I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to getting right into the thick of things when it comes to MWR. So for all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about everything that MWR has to offer, and I promise you don't want to miss it. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you, America's best.
I can't be late. Girl, pick up your phone. I can't believe it. You can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby.
That was Jack Harlow with Lovin' On Me. And if you are just tuning in, we've got Grace from MWR in the studio with us. As always, we're just kind of cutting the fat, really. As the old folks say, not cutting the fat, but they would say chewing the fat. That is like a very old expression.
Wow, I've never heard that.
And
chewing the fat?
That's it. And you know what's funny? I feel like we talked about this once before, right? Where we're going to like start reintroducing those old sayings and the old expressions. And I just want to kind of like drop that little nugget one day in just a casual conversation. And I want to see who picks up on it.
Oh my gosh. You know? That's fabulous. Chewing the fat.
That's it. Just chewing the fat. That's it. So.
Oh, I love it.
Indeed.
Awesome.
So I know we've got some information to cover because we've got some really cool things coming up within MWR. So I just want to get right to it. So what's the first thing that we're looking forward to?
Yeah. So we are moving into May. We've had our Star Wars fun at the beginning of May, and now we're moving into all of our Mother's Day activities. For all those special moms out there or the mom figure in your life, we want to celebrate her. So we have a couple different events happening on base. The first event is going to be at the library today, actually. It's going to be Mother's Day Trinket Boxes. This is a really cool, innovative event. Again, today, May 6th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m., you are going to create personalized wooden trinket boxes for the perfect Mother's Day gift using decoupage, stencils, stamps, and paint. It's just going to be a really fun art project over at the library. All ages are welcome. This can be something that you make for your own mother, whether, you know, or for a mother you know. So don't feel like you're limited to the person you give this gift to. So fun. I love all the creativity at the library.
Oh my gosh, that is like the most sentimental thing ever. I love when people put thought into gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I like a really great gift card, especially if it's a place that I frequent. But what I do not really care for is if somebody was like, okay, here's like a little cash. I love money too. But it's like, okay, sure, that's great.
The impersonal
right.
gift. Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, but we've known each other like all our lives, right? I would really like a really thoughtful gift because I know that I put a lot of thought into the gifts that I give. So that is tremendous.
Yeah. This is super special. And again, something that you can create with your own hands, put your own creativity into. So super exciting. I hope you guys take advantage of that here right on base today. Again, 4:30 to 6 p.m. over at the library. And we're moving on with more Mother's Day events. We're going to have a Mother's Day special at Spare Time Bowling on Sunday on Mother's Day from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. You can treat the special mother in your life to one free game of bowling, which will include your shoes. So just a fun activity during the day. Pop over there. And then if you're over here on NAS1, and maybe you did some bowling, or maybe before bowling, we have a Mother's Day Mimosa Social at Connections. Same day, Sunday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All ages are welcome to relax and enjoy this Sunday to unwind while listening to music and playing outdoor games with your family. So we'll have those special mimosas available for purchase for the moms out there, but then again, we'll have games and just a bunch of fun right there at Connections Bar here on NAS1.
I love how the base comes together and really celebrates the moms, because it's one of those things where it's like a very underappreciated position in life.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just kind of like, well, mom is there. Mom is always going to cover down for me. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, mom deserves to be appreciated too.
Oh,
you know, mom deserves to be celebrated too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I think that this is just, it's such an incredible reminder, especially having moved out of the month of the military child and going right into, okay, and now for the moms, right?
For the
supportive
moms.
Roles that the mothers play.
Yes. I mean, I believe we should celebrate moms every day.
Agreed.
But for this special day on Sunday, we should do a little bit extra. So take advantage of all these events and celebrate that mom in your life, or a mom that you know. It'll be awesome for her.
Love it, love it. Okay, and before we head out, I know we're talking about yet another major, major event that takes place here. Tell us what we're looking forward to.
Well, everybody is expecting to hear us talk about bingo,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
We are continuing with bingo again this Thursday, May 8th. We have a jackpot up at $3,000 this week. For those of you that didn't know, a $6,000 jackpot went about 2 weeks ago. So we started back at the $2,500 mark. And then this week we will be at the $3,000. So for that information, the doors officially open at 5 p.m. for bingo, and bingo officially starts at 6 p.m. It's $25 per person per package, and you can always buy those extra jackpot cards for $10. Ages 18 and up only, no children allowed, and you will try your luck at 9 regular games with a $100 payout each, and a jackpot game that starts at the $2,500 and goes up $500 each week. So we will continue to talk about bingo every day that I'm in the studio, and we will let you know what that jackpot gets to.
You know what? That's really good, too, because I was like, I wonder where that jackpot lies at right now. I wonder if we had any winners, because I know we had a major winner very recently. So I think that is absolutely incredible.
As the numbers increase, so does the jackpot. So as we start to get a higher jackpot, does it start to go, actually? So it's exciting, though. Someone could still win it at $3,000.
Right, and money is always in
season.
And
who would complain?
Exactly.
I know I wouldn't.
No, that is phenomenal, and thank you so much for the great reminder. So for those of you that are looking for something to do, especially on a Thursday evening, keep in mind that the doors do open at 5, games begin at 6, so you can participate in bingo with a chance of winning a great deal of money. So there's never a point at which that's never in season. So make sure that you participate in that, and we're just going to continue to keep the great music going. Here is Callaway with I Wanna Be Rich on 105.9. That's what I need. That was Callaway with I Wanna Be Rich. That song never gets old. I don't care, like, what it is. That was, what, back in 89?
It's a real just catch.
And when I tell you,
catch, yeah.
It really is. It's this really fun, upbeat song that's a constant reminder that no matter what happens in this life, I want to be rich. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter where it finds me on the calendar. I still want to be rich.
Yep. Totally.
So
it's never too late for the money.
Exactly. So we've been, speaking of which, we've been talking about bingo before we left for the break. It's so important for those of you that have not participated in bingo to really come out, because let me tell you something. I keep hearing people say, there's nothing to do on base, or I'm so bored. And I'm like, how is that even possible? With all the activities that's being offered to you, there's no way you can be bored. You have to make a conscious effort to do that, I think.
Yeah.
You really, really do.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to MWR, because they are terrific when it comes to putting all of these programs and services and events together for us. So kudos to MWR for that. We really appreciate all the efforts that you guys put forth.
Because so nice. Of you. Thank you.
It is not easy. It is not easy. So, no, we really appreciate that. So, we're going to continue to keep things moving. So, now we're talking about what's known as Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah. So, we're doing more appreciation
this
week. Not only the mothers, but our amazing teachers here in Sigonella. We we don't appreciate them enough, all of their hard work.
Agreed.
All of the things that they do for the youth. It's absolutely amazing. So we are going to be celebrating all of our teachers from Wednesday, May 7th through Sunday, May 11th at Midtown 2 Theaters. So as a thank you to all of the Sigonella teachers who help our children learn and grow every day, you can enjoy free movies on MWR this week. So anytime, just look at the movie schedule on our website, our Facebook or Instagram page, and see what movie you'd like to enjoy for free.
I love that. Listen, this is a huge shout out to all the teachers out there, because my brother-in-law, actually, he is a teacher.
Wow.
And whenever I would go home on leave, he'd always tell us these stories about everything that the students go through. And I think to myself, I cannot believe you put up with that all day. Yeah. I mean, day in and day out. But he's one of those that he's just one of those like favorites, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if you were a kid and you were in his class, you know, you were bound for a great time.
I mean, I have teachers still to this day that I talk to from elementary school.
Yeah.
Teachers that really impacted my life so much. They are truly mentors in our life.
Yeah, they
are. Of course, there's going to be teachers that you don't get along with or have different, you know, viewpoints about. But for the most part, you will remember those teachers for the rest of your life.
That is so true.
Oh, so special. So I'm so thankful for the teachers in my life, all the way from elementary school into college. I mean, totally. So again, just like our mothers, we don't appreciate them enough, but here's just a little something to say thank you.
And I think that is awesome. I had a great guidance counselor back in high school.
Oh,
and he
special.
Was just like, and plus he kind of looked like my dad too, so it made it really easy to talk with him. But no, definitely a huge shout out. And also too, for those that probably did not know, so our very own DJ Dandy B, MC1 Nuzzy, mm-hmm. actually taught. She's still teaching to this day. I think just because she's outside of a classroom does not mean she's not teaching. So shout out to her as
she
well.
She was born to lead, yes. Mentor,
absolutely.
And teach.
Indeed, indeed. So if she's listening, MC1, that is for you. We're giving you a quick shout out for Teacher Appreciation Week as well, because she just never stops teaching. I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so in addition to the Teacher Appreciation Week, we're talking again about one of those really creative leisure classes taking place as well, correct?
Yes. So we have talked about our leisure skills classes here on base and all the different variety of events that we do. And we're going to talk about this upcycled plastic earring class again, just to let you guys know that it's coming up tomorrow on the 7th, Wednesday, May 7th, from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And there is still time to register for this class. This is a class for the youth, but and for adults. You'll be using really cool recycled plastic, right? This upcycled plastic that you can turn into a beautiful piece of jewelry. This can be a gift for maybe one of those special people we've talked about in the last couple of minutes, a teacher, a mother, or if it's just something you want to give to a friend or for yourself. It is for ages 8 and up, so again, for youth patrons, but adults are more than welcome to participate in this class. It is $15, and then if you are Liberty eligible, you'll get that $5 discount for $10. So again, the upcycled plastic earrings class, Wednesday, May 7th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. in the MWR Compass Room.
Lovely, lovely. I always love those very unusual creative courses that just kind of bring that inner talent out. So
yes.
I think that is phenomenal. So for those of you that are interested, please make sure that you register for this course, because it is pretty exciting. And then you can say, I have this kind of like one of a kind thing and actually mean
it. Yes, absolutely. And a great cause. Use some of that plastic that we don't need on this earth anymore and
exactly.
make it wearable.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
It means something to you.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. And then we've got one last thing where we're talking about the indoor belay certification, correct?
Yes. So we do an indoor belay certification right here on base at the Cave Rock Wall. If you haven't checked that out, it's a really cool rock wall right here by Community Recreation. We will be having this class on Thursday, May 15th. I would like to mention that this class was originally scheduled for tomorrow, May 7th, but it has been rescheduled due to a power outage next week. So we will be having this indoor belay certification Thursday, May 15th at 2 p.m. Community Recreation is where you can register for this class. So you will learn how to belay a climber and get that certification. So again, we apologize for the reschedule for that due to the power outage. So we hope to see you on Thursday, May 15th.
No, that's totally understood. Because you imagine trying to get your certification, you walk in and the power is out. That would be wild.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, that was so dangerous.
That's a different kind
of
class.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So, as always, thank you so much for providing this information, because one thing MWR does and does very, very well, you guys have an incredible way of being able to kind of almost do both, like, educate and entertain and really inspire the military community. So, believe me when I tell you, all of the efforts that you put forth, even with the collaborations of other organizations on base, as part of this community, we can't thank you enough, because you really do keep us entertained. Even when I jump off air, I'm usually on the phone with MWR, like, trying to register for something, trying to go on the next tour, and they probably know it by now. They recognize the voice, and they say, I've heard you before, and I'm like, it's probably because I'm on the radio and because I keep calling MWR, trying to find out what's happening.
You know, as a patron, I'm a patron as well. I'm not just an employee for MWR, and I love to take advantage of all just the variety of things that I can be a part of, especially all of our trips and travel. I get so excited even each month to see all of the new things that are coming to based on as the seasons change and the months change. So we definitely hope that everybody in Sigonella can just have a little piece of something here, something that makes them happy, something that brings them joy, maybe makes them feel more at home. So
yeah, indeed. And I know you're a very busy woman. I know you have to leave us a little early today. So before you go, if we have any of our listeners who have questions, any comments, concerns, how do they go about reaching you?
So we would love to hear from you at any time. We do have that preview magazine with the directory on the back, which has all of contact information per facility. So if you need to call the gym or the library or the auto skill center. But aside from all of that, our website is a great tool if you need any information. But if you need to call us, specifically, that preview magazine is great. But also, you can always shoot us a message on social media. We are actively on Instagram and Facebook all day, every day. I can promise you that.
That is incredible.
So we are here for you guys if you have any questions. But please make sure you keep up with our social media pages. We put live alerts, constant facility updates, and all different things on there to make sure that you are aware of what's happening around Sigonella.
Very nice. Well, you know what? This is kind of the sad part of the show where we have to bid you adieu. But I know you've got to run, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for making time this morning. In spite of the fact that you have other obligations this morning,
I would never miss it. You know that. So thank you for having me as always. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure having you, Grace. Thanks again. And for all of our listeners, even though Grace has to take off on us this morning, that does not mean you have to go anywhere. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because we still have so much information to pass along before we bid you adieu for this morning. Here is Timbaland featuring Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake with Keep Going Up on 105.9.
I keep going, I keep going, I keep going.